This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. That was his biggest album ever.
All right, I was listening for that edit right there. Airplay, oh, yeah. Radio airplay. It just said making love on the bedroom floor or the bathroom floor.
Yeah.
What did it say in the original? No, I mean, don't say it, but.
I think it says the word.
Okay.
Yeah. Say it.
I don't want to. You want me to say it? You'd get in trouble if you wouldn't dump out on it. Just start with.
I get in trouble either way.
Just start with the E or F.
Big F, capital F, or PH.
Farting. They were farting on the bathroom floor.
Okay.
How great.
She's like, "Did you fart?" He's like, "It wasn't me.
I don't know. I'm swallowing my tongue."
Funny business.
God, he put on a voice and made a career out of it. Thank him for his service though, because he was in the Marines.
No crap.
Yeah.
What about Shabba Ranks? Was he in the Air Force?
I think Shalimar was a Brigadier General.
Shalimar. thank y'all for acknowledging the fact that people are stuck out here on 85. I'm reading a text, by the way. Every day I sit here, and yeah, I flip through the channels, and I hear all these people always talking about, and to hear you guys acknowledge it really means a lot. Well, I wouldn't unless I saw it on TV. I wouldn't know any better. We have this state-of-the-art studio, but with no windows.
You see that right there?
Yeah.
I forgot to do that. The nightclub in Dominican Republic killed Octavio Dotel.
Oh, that was a shame.
Oh, from baseball.
Yep.
He was there.
He didn't make it.
He was 20s. Late 20s.
He was a little older.
Octavio Dotel?
It killed somebody else, too. Another pitcher. But yeah, he was there.
That's so sad. I mean, I saw the picture. There's nothing left of that roof.
Oh man.
Play
that's
for
why,
a lot of
that's
teams.
Why I don't go to bars anymore. I really don't.
That's why.
I don't.
Not to mention the fact they're all, dropping like flies, but still.
Plus, I can't afford them.
I don't want to put them in a position to,
Yeah, but, as a woman, though, isn't it? It's so wild, isn't it? That.
Are you asking me, your fat boy?
God.
Look at the touche over here.
God, taking shots.
Well, you took it from her earlier, and now she gave it back to you.
Yeah, she did.
We're talking about, men having to pay for certain things and women, get it for free. Or
love
if
it.
You just, you're not even thinking about receiving a ding-a-ling email, but one might pop in there.
Here's hoping.
Whereas the men, even the best looking, look at... Like Tom Brady, he was nothing really ever happened of it, but he got caught for going to one of them spas to get a handy.
Can I ask you?
That's Tom Brady, who could literally, think about that. That's so weird, right?
Yeah.
He could go anywhere, likely, especially with 80-year-old women. They were into him.
Yes, they are.
80 for Brady.
They were in that
they really
movie.
Were.
Oh. That's cute.
Oh, Tom.
Tom, so cute. But he would be annoying, though.
He's like, listen, Hanoi Jane, I don't appreciate your politics.
Hanoi.
He's a Trump guy. Was Trump guy. He is. I don't know.
You know, I heard something yesterday that made me think of the guy that called in.
Which guy?
Masters ticket. Boss guy.
Oh, God.
They take your phone now at the Masters.
They
you
should.
Can't go on the course with it.
Can't snap those pictures because they're distracting.
Yeah. They'll lock them up in bags. And you got to go to the station and get them when you come out. Phone station. I don't know what they want you not taking pictures or videos of the players or.
Well, if you're trying to hit the ball, you don't want flashes or anything like that, right?
Well, he uses flashes outside.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Like, you know, I get it with a comedian. They don't like that.
Yeah.
But it's golf.
It's like the other day, and it wasn't Rob Young or any of those guys. It was mainly the security. I said about, you know, when the famous people would enter the room. This woman literally just pulled out her phone like she was going to take a video of whoever it was walking by. We're not doing that right now, ma'am. We're not doing that. And I'm like, and even when like Looper met, God, I can't think of his name now.
Frakes?
Yes, Jonathan Frakes from Star Trek Deep Space Generation or whatever the hell.
Next Generation.
Whatever.
It's a total fabrication.
You are. It's like, you know, because you have to pay for a picture and an autograph. And he was standing there getting the autograph. And I'm like, and his brother actually. We went through all that. His brother was like taking a picture of Looper standing there with Jonathan Frakes as he signed an autograph. And the guy looked at him and did like the, you know, I'm going to cut your throat if you keep doing that. Like, yeah, we're not doing that right now.
That guy that did that look.
Really? He looked like Harry Potter.
What was he like? Was he like, did Frakes handpick him? Was it his guy?
I don't know. Sting had a guy with him that was his own guy.
Sting didn't need a dude. He should just went out and said, look.
He didn't have his bat with him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He couldn't stinger splash you with nothing around.
I was looking up at I was looking to see if they had any catwalks, which is a great song, by the way. You remember that one? At the convention center, because I was like, what if Sting drops from the ceiling here? That would be.
Now he could scorpion deathlock you whenever he wanted to.
At first, I did think it was Scott Steiner dressed as Sting when I saw the goatee. I really did.
But the fact that he was in like a little, the way he was set up was kind of cool. Because I would be the guy walking down the aisle videoing like all the celebs and just, you know, taking it from there.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay you for the autograph.
Really. Well, it's fun to just see him like walking. Like that video that shows, I'm going to trigger some people. That video that shows Trump in a grocery store. That's so like unreal to me. Like, what's he doing in a grocery store?
He can't shop.
Like, if himself? I was in traffic, now granted, he's the president and all that stuff, it wouldn't make any sense. But if I pulled up to a red light and Trump was in the car beside me driving, I'd be like, I can't imagine you ever driving a car. This is weird. Sting, you're walking with a backpack on. What?
I've got a great driving record. No points. No points.
I mean, I wonder if he does. Does Trump have a license? I mean,
I would like, sure think
he does.
So.
But why would he need it?
I don't think he knows how to drive. Just like, remember when somebody asked Vince McMahon how much a gallon of milk costs?
Oh, yeah, no idea.
He guessed $20. Now, he'd be right now.
Yeah, but how many people really, unless you're, you know, I'm not judging anybody, but like, unless you're like a dollar or paycheck to paycheck, you know, and all that stuff, like most people, if you get milk every week, like.
Yeah.
How often are you looking at the market price? Unless you hear
often.
About it on the news. Yeah, like I remember when I stuck the first time I realized the egg thing. I stuck the eggs in there. Didn't even look at the price. And I go up there and I go, because I like self-scans. I don't like talking to people. And I was like, I don't know what that is. Because like, we're both just playing this game of like, you better give me some good customer service. But I don't want the small talk. But at the same time, like acknowledge me that I'm even here. Don't just point at the screen. Or ask me to scan my card or whatever.
I must be getting antisocial because I scan and I don't want to spend more than 10 minutes in a store.
I love it. And plus, it keeps away from that mindless ass-kissing or dumb conversation.
It really does.
Or especially, there's this one that I go to, and the lady's sweet, but she will comment on each item that I'm purchasing. You know, they say this is good.
Like she's
you know, that's why I'm
this
buying
is good.
It.
She's the Target lady.
I hate this.
Yes. Almost like the lady from Target.
Oh, light's on. Did you see the light?
Hey, we don't even have to like approve it anymore. It just pops right on.
Yes, I can drive. I definitely can drive. Drive Paige's ankles to her ears. But I can tell you.
Wow. You can drive your ankles to your ears.
That's
Paige.
Why I'm so sore. Damn.
I have to try that again because Trump's an Ivy Leaguer.
Check his. He said.
That word might not be spelled
He
right.
said definitely. Definitely, I think he said.
Definitely.
Yeah, because.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I don't want to get into a by the way, I do need to point this out. Two different things. One, I have to put a legal disclaimer on the Matt Man's Conspiracy Mystery coming up next. Like, no Ooh. Joke. I have to put a legit legal disclaimer. So don't let me forget that, for real. Because I was anytime word goes around, so what's your conspiracy about? It's like this here. He's like, yeah, let me shoot that up.
It's gonna be juicy.
Well, it's I don't want to oversell, but there does have to be one on there. But anyway, so like we sell eggs with the farm, and I haven't really been adjusting compared to, because like ours, like, you know, there's market prices for eggs now, and if your costs are not going up, like I don't think you should go up with the market necessarily. Like you're basically like you're looking at it like it's a future. Like you're selling futures of egg prices, even though it's not costing you any more.
Eggs are going to be a commodity, like natural gas, water.
Oh, you already can, dude. I was talking to a. First off, I'm not a farmer. I don't need to say that. But I was talking to a guy who is a farmer, and he said that. I don't know that it was Elon, but somebody else. It wasn't Bill Gates. Somebody in that kind of way, or. And my wording's going to be wrong here, but they're fractionally selling cattle in token form that you can buy a share of that cow in token form.
God.
On the here I go again, showing my age. What's the damn the grid that what's it called? God.
NASDAQ?
No. It's a
grid.
It's where they go in there and they talk in code about stuff. And I'm showing. Oh man, come on.
Yeah, I don't even know what to guess. But let me buy those udders.
No, you can't buy like a certain part of the cow. No. You could just buy like. They're doing the same thing with real estate. They're doing it with expensive artwork now. Like you could buy 1% of a Matisse painting.
Well, you could do it with athletes in real
token.
Time.
But that's
shareholder.
No, like, God, what is it called? It's like the internet, but it's like a blockchain.
Oh, you should just say crypto.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda, sucked my butt.
Oh my God.
Blockchains, yeah, that's something that's easily hackable.
The blockchain.
And it always gets bigger when it's not supposed to.
Yeah, well, the splits here, splits there. Splits everywhere.
Like you can have and have and have Bitcoin, but if you keep expanding the blockchain,
it can't no more though.
That's you're gonna dilute it, and it was supposed to stop at 20 million.
But then again, like you can't go ask anybody either because no one allegedly knows who. What's his name? Shigeyasu Hasegawa.
Satoshi.
That's it. Yeah, that guy. All right, thank you for that. Legal disclaimer coming up on this one next. I have to do that because I mean we are a company. You know, and we have to, and plus there's dumb people in the world. It's like, you know, you buy something from Amazon or whatever, it comes in a plastic bag. Half the bags in there are big letters. Don't put this over your head, you might choke.
Over your head.
Well, thanks like, for telling
well,
me.
Well, no crap. But
I got to go wipe.
Oh, bye-bye. Okay. All right. Okay, well. Thank you, Mr. President.
See you later, I guess.
He probably meant whip. Oh. Necessarily. So when we come back, a legal disclaimer on this. But can you really lose weight by eating this? This guy did. And I'm not pointing at myself, by the way. I know you can't see me listening on the radio. But this guy lost weight doing this. You ain't going to believe it, but it's freaking true. Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mystery next. Good morning.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. Yeah.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard, or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
You already know. Okay, so I've been saying all morning, can you really lose weight by eating this? And throughout the morning, I've been screen shooting. I have to burp, pardon. I turned my mic off.
Bless
and still
you.
Hear it. Bless you more. people are guessing what... What you can eat to actually lose weight. So obviously it's not something conventional that you're thinking of. Several people, are guessing the same thing, which I looked it up. I can't believe it was a real fad back in the 80s. People would eat cotton balls dipped in orange juice.
Bull!
Because it would fill up. It would fill in, like, what in the world?
That ain't good for...
Nothing.
Like your innards.
Mm-mm.
Well, no. This is going to form a plug.
Do you have any guesses? Several people are saying there's soap. Someone's guessed. That's been on one of those shows before. Like, you know, my weird thing. You know, you ever seen My Weird Thing? Whatever that show is.
My Weird Thing.
I like to eat ketchup with shampoo in it. Whatever those things are.
I don't even
guesses.
I don't know what to guess.
On the radio.
I don't know what to guess.
It has nothing to do with sex. So those texts will not be acknowledged.
It
the different ways to talk about that body part's been fun this morning to read.
It obviously has to be a food, right? That you would, you know, like a maybe not a conventional food, but food nonetheless.
Paige, do you have a guess?
Kudzu.
Before I answer, kudzu. Mm-hmm. That makes sense because it is the fastest growing thing. But if that grew inside of you,
it made you lose weight. You'd be a millionaire here.
A kudzu tail though, come out of you.
Oh,
you got a kudzu head poking.
What's the oh? What's the plant they sell to people to eat? They're like, you know, it's an energy.
Fly trap?
No, it's an energy plant that people have big signs for it outside their store. It's like an Asian plant, and I forgot what the hell it is.
Mm.
That'd have been my guess.
Start with H?
I don't even remember. It's like we have this here, you know, because like we got vape, we've got
hydrangea.
Hydrangea.
No, those are okay. Hydrangeas.
It's a gimmick like bath salts that they want you to come get eat. Or like Delta 8.
For a minute, bath salts was a drug. And then when people were putting up, they sold bath salts. Like, what does that mean?
I mean, you'll eat the face off your neighbor.
Somebody's going to text it in for
gather
sure.
Around for this one. Because what if I told you that a man once survived over a year by eating himself? A man who went a calendar year plus without eating anything. No crash diet. Not some juice cleanse. He didn't get his stomach staples. Nothing.
Can I guess what he was eating off his body? Or was it just...
You could, but there's never.
If you were going to eat yourself, where would you begin? Would you cut your
feet
off? Well,
I'd go to the doctor and get a couple of bones removed from my ribs.
You wouldn't cut your feet off. You'd probably, like, maybe cut some fat off the side. And sew yourself.
What are you trying to say with that?
I'm just not saying you in particular.
My love would not be able to handle me anymore.
I'm talking about where would you get nourishment.
Let's say you, Paige, in particular.
Yes.
Would you start have like bite marks all out of your, you know, boobs?
Probably.
Like the top of them would just have like big
she
chunks
does missing? Eat them.
That would be the first thing to go for me. I'd be like, take them all. I don't want them.
Hmm. And we could go to dinner together. What if we got it like Lady and the Tramp? We ended up on the same nipple
no.
at the same time.
She accidentally bites you in the ear.
Okay, not a crash diet, nothing like that. Let's go back to the year 1965. 10 years before I was even damn born. Let's go to Scotland.
Oh.
Tayport, Scotland, a sleepy coastal town where a guy named Angus, oddly enough, because you know the movie Angus. It's about a fat kid.
Yeah, they have burgers. Angus Burgers.
Angus Burgers, yes.
That makes sense.
This guy's name, Angus Barbieri. Ooh. Weighed 456 pounds. He goes into the local hospital in Tayport, Scotland. It's 1965. And he said five words that shook the staff to their knees. Those five words, I want to stop eating.
Oh, it's not. That's a spicy meatball.
That's a spicy. Yeah, good one. That was very fast.
I had to count them out, too.
I did. I know. I was like, what?
Clever,
yeah,
boy.
No, so let me ask you in the room right now. What is the longest that you've ever gone without food? Like, the longest. Was it a busy day or you're at a theme park and you forgot your debit? Whatever it is. The longest you went without eating anything.
I would say.
Like, be honest. Like, 8 hours?
Longer, but 10, like 12. When I was way younger. Like in high school.
Yeah.
Probably like once a day for a little bit there.
I would say probably 2 days.
Really? Probably when you're a ballerina, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would go without eating, but that was mainly because I didn't. Well, I mean, because if I get upset, I don't eat. So there have been situations where I didn't
eat.
See,
I thought the opposite was. Like the whole thing about a woman in bonbons, like when she's stressed, she will eat her chocolate.
Well, that's comfort eating. That's later on. But if you're really upset, you're not eating.
You're shopping.
No, you're not doing anything.
Well, you don't want gas when you're doing ballerina, right?
Oh, like, God, no.
They make you spin faster.
And pirouettes going.
I mean, you can ask me everything's happened during that. I started my period. It's just like really.
Like during the show?
Yikes.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
She's falling.
It's Madame Bloody Butterfly. Or Madame Butterfly, pardon. Okay, so.
Red Swan.
Angus Barbieri, the guy who weighed 456 pounds, skipped meals for 382 straight days. No solid food. He drank water. He drank black coffee. He drank tea. And he took vitamins under medical supervision. So we got to settle that for a second. He started at 456 pounds. And after 382 days of not eating anything but drinking water, coffee, tea, and vitamins at the hospital, 382 days later, he weighed 180 pounds. 276 pounds gone. And not just water weight. How did he live? Are you ready for this?
Yeah, because how do you not die?
He lived off his own body fat. His body became the buffet.
So,
go ahead.
His metabolism was going after the fat cells.
You're exactly right, Paige. You're exactly right. The body knows how to fix itself and feed itself. So, this is legit, y'all. The case is documented, and for you nerds and then medical people, you will know. Well, I'm not saying you're a nerd, but I mean, if you know this stuff. The Postgraduate Medical Journal released in 1973, published, peer-reviewed. It's not like a Reddit thread. It's like legit medical stuff. And it was published in there that, yes, that really, really happened. And it's been Harvard, all those different, or not Harvard, what's the, Brown? So you're probably saying, why have you never heard that before? Like, why is that not in health class? Why has there not been a Netflix documentary about that? Because there's one on every damn thing. They've got one about people stealing from McDonald's sweepstakes. They've got
that's a good one.
They've got them about people stealing on the Price is Right.
You can't trust anybody.
Stone Cold said that.
Yep.
So why wasn't it on a TED Talk? And nevertheless, why do we live in a world where we get told you either got to eat 3 meals a day or 2 meals a day in this or 6 tiny meals a day and never skip breakfast. When a man proved in 1965 that your body can burn its own fat like fuel.
People still do this.
Goodness.
Kevin James said that's how he lost weight. Didn't eat.
The reason it's kind of conspiratorial, though, is like, why would that story not be more well known? Because it was in Scotland? No. That doesn't matter anymore. I mean, it never did. I mean, it's like, or the fact, you know, there was no internet around, maybe it didn't spread like that. I think it's real easy to figure out. Big Pharma, they don't want you fixing yourself for free. Like, no, I mean, you can say it all day. We talked about it the one day, Fat Boy and I were early one morning about like how babies are born and they figure out how to breathe. It's like,
well,
I'm breathing. I know to suck the teat to eat.
It's a shirt.
Who'd wear it?
It's kind of like,
you would.
Well, involuntary response, though. Your brain would make you do that.
Bariatric surgeons, they would lose patients. Weight Watchers would probably go away. Supplement companies, all you frozen flipping meal prep. I've tried them all, and I don't like any of them. So what if Angus Barbieri actually exposed the truth in all this, and we were just never told about it? That you can. It's just like mind over matter.
And the fact that he was getting some kind of nutrients with the tea and the water, that he didn't die because he had enough fat cells to...
He didn't dehydrate.
Yeah.
He was the first keto dieter. He had to have been. There's another famous Scottish guy who lost a lot of weight. Goes by the name of Fat Bastard.
Oh,
so
he's Canadian.
Put him up there with him.
I don't like him either. I don't.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Look, it's called smart ass on tax. It's called conspiracy mystery. Like that right there is insane. I mean, and several other people have had where they've tried to do this. Now, on the other hand, you've got what's his name? The filmmaker that passed away. It used to be everybody's. You know, he ate McDonald's for
Morgan Spurlock.
Spurlock.
Got cancer.
That guy. So,
I mean, this is at a time you're talking about where nobody knew body science.
It was 1965. I mean,
well, they've known. I mean, what is science? Science is a theory that can be tested.
It's regurgitated.
But we were taught, like, you know, upwards of 20 years ago that you don't want fat in your diet. You want to cut out the fat. Nobody was talking about low carb.
No, there's in the good late fats 90s. And bad fats. There's...
So, like, they didn't know about that then.
Like, there's no uniformity to diets. I mean, like, you might find somebody else in this world or this country or even this town that what you eat that works for you would work for them. But considering your DNA, your parents, your grandparents, I mean, you could do all these different things that at the end of the day, like, won't really have any effect on your health per se. Like, what works for so and so is not going to work for me, or vice versa. There's no uniform way to eat,
and it's hard to even stick with it long enough to watch the effects.
But what
take you, effect?
But what was his life afterwards when he lost that much weight? And
he probably looked like 1,000-pound sisters, where he's got a bunch of loose skin.
All the skin, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
And then how do you?
He's got a scrunchie on his arm fat. Uh-huh. His arm skin.
How do you program your body to start taking food in and not? I mean, you need a balanced diet. You can't overeat when you begin, and you go back to being fat again.
It's kind of like where you know, they used to say that why were dogs branded as man's best friend? And around that time is when a lot of people were dying because of all these various illnesses. And what would happen? The dog would freaking eat you when you died.
I feel like it doesn't want to, but it realizes it has to survive.
So their instinct kicks in. So our body does too. So I have to tell you, don't try that on your own. Seek a health professional. I'm not telling you that it would work for you. I'm paraphrasing all this legal crap I have to read. But like, that happened to a guy in Scotland. Okay, so it might not work for an American. But nevertheless, it did freaking happen, and it's insane to me.
How many days?
362. Oh, no, pardon. God, 382.
Almost a year?
Over a year, 382.
The fact that some people would do that for 30 days. This Joker did it for over a year.
And he went from 456 pounds down to 180 pounds.
To not eat fast for an entire year. But then he had the fat cells.
When he died 20 years later, you know where they buried him?
No.
You think I'm about to say a joke, aren't you? They buried him.
I was waiting for
they
one.
Buried him at the Scottish Hospital where they did this investigation on his and it was his whole thing. He wanted to go in and try it, so he had to sign off all this stuff that he would not sue the hospital if he died.
Was he getting any IVs on top of that? That's what I want to know.
Just vitamins.
Okay, so it could have been by he IV. Was getting some.
Hope they studied his body.
I know, Big Angus. So go check it out.
That's basically if you think of people that are
gay.
Having a stroke live on the radio.
Blind.
No, like they're
homeless.
No.
Stinky.
Mountain climbers.
You got two heads.
Never mind.
Yodelers?
Never mind.
Let's try. They're trying to guess.
She's trying to figure out what she's working on in the Plex.
No, never mind.
Just what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, we're going to talk about the weirdest thing that people found in Uber over a year, because they released the annual Lost and Found Index. So if you lost something, maybe it made the list.
You'd be surprised what people lose in there.
A lot I don't think of stuff. Paige has slept in 382 days.
I really don't think she has.
hell. All right.
At least not in the last few, you know.
Yeah. No, you don't have a rewind button on that. 1968. Go back and listen, you son of a gun. All right. thank you. I do text verbally now. I don't respond to them in the old.
Well, I mean, we got the technology to pick it up, so you might as well.
Yeah. All right. Headlines next. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
I'm hi.
Should we begin with this? Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So we have the list that was released by Uber. It's annual Lost and Found Index. These may be some of your items in there if you lost something. You may have made the list.
I left some vomit in one time, but luckily I paid him to clean it up. He charged me. I mean, I didn't even have the option.
Lost I offered my virginity. Him
that, but he's like, yeah, I'm going to charge you for this.
Sorry,
like,
man. I got to charge you.
You should.
So, fat boy, you're the only one in the room that ever drove.
Yep.
Can you tell me a little bit about the things that you've acquired
The only common things were jewelry and cards, like debit cards, credit cards.
Debit.
And you return them?
Yeah, because you really feel for somebody who loses a debit card.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because it's a pain in the ass to get a new one. So I contacted the guy. The girl left in the car. I tracked him. He's out of New Jersey, and he's like, oh, thank you, man, because I was going to have to cancel these cards, get new ones. He's like, can you take it to her? I'm like, yeah, I'll take it to her. It tipped me $100.
Damn.
Just to get the cards back.
That was good. Look at you.
All she did was drop them in the back. And you know what? You're supposed to – this is why you do a check after each ride, and I didn't do it because it was so busy. The guys, the next riders in the back are like, hey, there's a couple cards back here. They could have kept them and gone buck wild.
They could have. Look what you did.
It's nice to know that good people still exist.
Thank you.
Plus, there could be famous kids in college towns that lose their debit cards at the bars all the time.
I know. Oh, man, I just found Cade Klubnick's freaking debit card. He's probably got an American Express black.
Oh,
or Unity Bank white. I don't know. Whatever works.
Somebody could have lost their debit card at Loose or Roar, you know.
Hmm. Roar.
Dropped it at study hall, bro.
Among the things that were left behind in other drivers' cars.
Kirk Cameron.
Thank you for that, fat boy. I'm glad you're a good person. Ozempic. That's pretty
what is Ozempic?
Somebody dropped their Ozempic.
I didn't hear it. I think everybody in the world knows that thing. They advertise it like hell, though, still.
Oh, yeah.
With the big lady that's a actress.
They're the number one. I think Wegovy was second. Kilimanjaro was third.
Kilimanjaro.
That's the one Elon uses.
It's a Manjaro. It sounds like an expensive wine. Do you have a bottle of Manjaro? Mm.
Do you have the wine with the foot on the front?
Yes. Yeah. Do you have any Montebello?
I'll take the bottle of your finest boons.
Somebody also left their divorce papers. Oopsie, my bad. Guess we got to stay married. Also, 10 live lobsters were left.
What?
I would free them. I'd take them back to the ocean.
Some people are just lazy. Like, that's just, why would you, how are you going, how do you even leave a lobster?
You just forgot them. But what are they in if there were 10 of them and they were still alive?
Somebody left a urinal.
All right, so I'm not believing this list now.
A chainsaw. And
hey, brother, I need to get that back.
Hey, man. Hey, let me back in the car.
A Viking drinking horn. That was mine. A turtle.
I knew it. A Viking drinking horn.
Oh, my God. That's where Paige was on the 7th of January.
This is also mine.
I need an Uber to Washington.
If they found this, this is mine. A mannequin head with human hair. That's mine. Oh. It's mine.
What was the guy? What he had a name that they called him. The guy with the big Viking horns from January 6th.
Proud?
They gave him some famous name because he had a red, white, and blue face, too.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Somebody had texted
him. Like a Viking fan. Like Minnesota Viking fan.
Oopsie, my bad. I also left my plunger, my DNA testing kit, my unicycle, and my 15 hookahs.
I don't believe that. A unicycle? Yes. You left it in the car by accident?
Yeah, I was in a
hurry.
I guess
that's when you're going to the trunk with stuff. But if I Uber drove, I wouldn't let anybody in my trunk.
No.
It's my cactus I left behind. I mean, this is great. Anyways. I'm Paige.
My cactus.
That's an odd list, but it wasn't really that common that people would forget stuff.
Yeah.
So you have dummies here or there that, you know, always did.
Well, yeah, and or people, like 9 times out of 10, are probably drunk or intoxicated or whatever, and they're just going to forget stuff like that way. You know, shoes or something.
You get a lot of the same people if you drive like the same, work the same area.
I love when a woman goes out like dressed up to the nines and, you know, wearing the heels and everything, but by the end of the night she's like walking around barefoot carrying them damn things. I don't know. That's
pick
sexy.
On me. That
no,
was
that's
me.
Sexy. I'm being straight up. That's sexy.
That was me in Asheville with you because my feet hurt so bad.
Even if she's got like dirty street
pumpkins, I didn't care.
Dirty, stinky street feet.
My feet were going to get dirty.
Yeah, we didn't even go in the grocery store and them things looked like she had walked through a bottle.
My feet were going to get dirty. And I was barefooting it to the car.
It's like, well, you're in Asheville. You're going to step on a needle if you don't watch out.
I was overserved and tired, and my feet hurt
I was
really
bartending
bad.
Then.
Step on a female condom.
That's right.
Sorry. Never did it again.
What?
Some one offer. I was drunk with that man.
Remember we got those from the health department that year when they gave us so many condoms? Like, what is this? Like, that's a female condom.
It's a female condom. It's like a dental dam for the vagina.
I'm like, well, why do we need all these when there's just one of these?
Yeah. Or like, why couldn't there like...
Why don't you
like be it like an attachment they could always wear?
And we had a can condom too for our drinks. Remember that?
That's what you call koozies.
There's no intimacy.
They called them can condoms.
Can condoms.
Yeah. I wouldn't use those. So you might have a leakage.
We were giving them away. Somebody like expired.
Yeah, and then it went out of style. People using rubbers.
Yeah.
Well, you can't feel anything with them anyway. So. Practice safe sex so you don't get syphilis.
Well, every time we had a tour in here, we just hand them out.
Do not spread these diseases.
If you ever did a scout tour through here, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah, you are. Except for those of you that tied them in knots. That was not cool. That was not cool at all.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.